Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Alicia Live Radio Show. I'm your host for the next 30 minutes, Alicia Jefferson Riley. And I certainly hope that you are having a wonderful, wonderful September Sunday. It is definitely beautiful here on the East Coast, and I hope that wherever you are listening in the four corners of the world, that your Sunday or Monday is just as beautiful. I'd like to start the program by welcoming all of our listeners from social media sites and our social media partners, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn, Stumbled Upon, Yo Mob, all of you. Of course, Blog Talk Radio. I want to welcome you to the show. And as always, my prayer is that the sun will be smiling down on you and the wind will be at your back, pushing you forward into your God-given purpose. So welcome, everybody. Yay, we are back live, and I am so, so glad I had the opportunity to be away to do some other things, to work on some other projects. But in the midst of that, of course, you've been listening to all of the different rewinds of our guests that has been on the Alicia Live Radio. So I hope that you have been still glued in and kind of like hooked in to the show. But we are back live, so just for a little housekeeping, if you want to call in to speak to my guest tonight, and I certainly hope that you will do that, you can do so by calling 909-265-9195. The number again is 909-265-9195, and I hope that you call in and be a part of this conversation to support this amazing powerhouse that we have on the show tonight. I'm just so thrilled to be able to sit down and talk with her about all that she's doing and all that she's doing to inspire young people and all that she's doing in the area of film and filmmaking. So she is definitely a joy, and I know that you will be just enjoy listening to her and hear all that she's involved in. So go get your tea, go get your coffee, go get your water, whatever your beverage of choice is, and just sit down and be with us for the next 30 minutes or so and hear of the story of this amazing filmmaker that I have who's only 14 years old. I'm telling you, I can't even remember what I was doing at 14, and maybe I don't want to remember, but it was all good. But I'm telling you, this is such, she has such an amazing story for you, and the wonderful things that she's doing is just incredible. So without further ado, I just want to give you just a little brief intro into who we have tonight. As I said, my guest tonight is a powerhouse, and I don't mean that just literally. She is a powerhouse in terms of what she's able to do at such a young age. With just being 14, she's already have at least three films underneath her belt. Her first film was Selfie Wars, which had over 7,000 YouTube views. And her second film, Skin, addressed the various challenges and issues facing today's youth. Currently, her community helped raise $9,000 so that she could extend Skin into a full-length feature film, which she hopes to bring into the school systems. She is the owner and the president of her own company, Beauty Scenes Productions, LLC, specializing in headshots, portraits, events, and fashion photography, videography. And despite her age, she has taken full advantage of every opportunity to gain experience and to pursue her dream of being an award-winning filmmaker. Her credits include digital image technician, cinematography, production assistant on professional projects, and as an actress as well. She is a member of Philly CAM and Philadelphia FIA, and she was accepted into some of Philadelphia's best performing arts schools, but she made the decision to remain and to be homeschooled through the Commonwealth Connection Academy to finish her new feature film, Beyond My Skin, which is scheduled to be released in 2007. Ladies and gentlemen, this gives me such great pleasure to have on Alicia Live Radio Show for the first time none other than an amazing filmmaker, photographer, cinematographer, business owner, powerhouse, Anaya Wolf. Would you help me just welcome her to the Alicia Live Radio Show?
Thank you so much for having
me.
I'm good.
Oh,
how are you?
You are so I am doing well. And, you know, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule just to spend some time with us today to talk about all that you're doing. It is certainly exciting.
No. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the publicity, so I appreciate it.
Oh, it's all good. You know, I'm just a support system here, but I am just like I said, amazed at all that you are doing and what you have done, Anaya. And I know you get tired of this. You're 14 years old to be so young, and you're doing all of this, but it's just so refreshing. You know, it's just such a blessing and just so refreshing to see somebody your age doing things big and doing big positive things. I mean, just doing
Thank
things
you.
That are just great to help other kids. You know, that's what it's all about. So talk to me. Tell everybody, how did you initially get into the business of filmmaking and what inspired you?
Well, thank you so much for all your words. Thank you. But I started out pretty young. I started getting into acting around 8. When I was younger than that, at first I loved singing around like 6 years old. And then one day my grandmother told me that she thinks she would see me better as an actress. And I had never really thought about that. So I had to start getting into it around, you know, 6 years old, trying to see, you know, what that was about. Because I loved the Disney Channel, so it was kind of cool to see all my, you know, people I look up to acting. So I was like, sure, I'll try it. So I got into it around 8 years old, and my parents let me do it more professionally around 12. And then, you know, when I was on set, I started to realize all the different people that were on the set. Like, it wasn't just a camera and a boom mic. Like, it was a lot of people and a lot of different equipment. So I wanted to learn how to do all of that stuff. So because I was young, a lot of people didn't really, you know, pay attention that I wanted to learn how to do the filmmaking. So I was like, fine, I'll do it on my own. So I started researching, you know, teaching myself on YouTube and Wikipedia and, you know, Google, just to kind of teach myself how filmmaking goes. From there, I made little YouTube videos. And then during my 7th grade summer, I wanted to try things more professionally and bigger. So I made my first film called Selfiewards, and it's 32 minutes long. I then found out around that time, it was like things started connecting the dots. I found out that there was a high school in my area that actually had started a film program. Like, you could take it as a class. It was a performing arts school.
Mm-hmm.
So I submitted that film, Selfie Wars, into the high school, and I had gotten an exception to the school a couple months later. So that was a big accomplishment of mine. So all started from my grandmother telling me I should be an actress.
Wow. Well, you know what? And you can do all of it, and you are doing all of it. You're doing the acting now, and you're doing the filmmaking, and you are a business owner. Congratulations on forming your LLC this year.
Yes, that's exciting.
Well,
it's not professional.
It is exciting. I'm telling you, it is exciting. And you know what? Talk about your business, Beauty Scenes Productions, right?
Yeah, Beauty Scene Productions. Okay, so the name, a lot of people like to ask where I got the name from. My YouTube channel that I started around 12, it was actually supposed to be like a beauty guru kind of channel. So I named it Beauty because it was a beauty channel about makeup. And then Scene because, you know, when you're acting, like scene one, take whatever, I was an actor,
right.
So I heard that a lot. So it was Beauty Scene. And then I was around 13, 12 when I started. So it was named Beauty Scene 13. And because my YouTube channel is basically where I learned a lot about filmmaking, I wanted to bring that on with me, you know. So I named my production company Beauty Scene Productions. I actually had a photography business right before my production company, and I used all the money from I did taking pictures to put it back into my filmmaking because it gets expensive, like way expensive than I ever thought. So that's where the name came from, Beauty Scene Productions.
Now, and as being a photographer, what is one of the most, I would say, interesting subjects that you had a chance to shoot or to be a project that you had to be involved in?
Well, I say my most, I love taking pictures of people and objects, but I really love taking pictures on sets because I feel like photography is really awesome, but film is like my passion. So when I get to go on music video sets or, you know, other student filmmaker sets and they hire me to take pictures like behind the scenes, that's what I love to do the best. I like to capture the moment when the director is in the middle of an intense scene in his face or her face. So I actually got the chance to do a Radio Disney music video. That was exciting. That was something that my production company, one of the first projects I got to do as a production company. That was exciting. It was a music video for Calista Quinn, and it got on Radio Disney, so that was fun.
Well, you know, it seems as though you are making all the right connections. You're doing all the right things, and you're just doing so much and so much and just a lot of good. So I'm just really happy, and I just want to talk about your future film skin. But before we go into that, I want to talk about the movie skin, the one that you did previous to that. And let's just talk about what inspired you to write and produce and to direct that particular film.
Well, that film, well, for my first film, I'll start from Selfie Wars. It was more lighthearted and comedic. That was like my first film, so I just wanted to test, you know, where I was. And then after that, I wanted to test my range to see how far I could go, if I can go from comedic and lighthearted to serious and more emotional. So that was the first reason why I was inspired to do that. But the second was, I wanted to see if I can make a change among the youth because the subjects that are in the film, it's stuff that goes on among, like, my age range and even, like, higher in my age range, like 19, 20-year-olds. And I believe that our youth and this generation, they rely on social media and visual media to tell them, you know, what's right and what's wrong, you know, basically to get the facts. And I should use that. Since I love filmmaking, I should use it to a positive light, if you understand what I'm saying. So the kids and our generation have something to, like, the facts they take is positive. It's not always negative about, you know, if, you know, I in my films it's about bullying and kids. If the kids are, like, learning, you know, positive things, then they could take that from my film.
Well, you know what, to tackle such a subject like that is really, it really is very brave of you and to, and you know, and I'm just, like I said, I'm very inspired by that. So for you, because there's so many kids out there that are suffering in silence and just being bullied and just, you know, not knowing what to do. And sometimes, you know, through the vehicle of filmmaking and television and that's where, you know, it may speak to them on a different level, you know? So I'm really happy that you are taking the stand and that you are doing a project like that. Now, tell us, as a 14-year-old, what are some of the things that you like to do? I mean, you go roller skating, you mean, hey, dancing, or...
Well, that's something I'm still trying to figure out, what I like to do. I know I love music. I love going to concerts with my friends. I love shopping. It's so hard not to online shop because it's like something looks so nice on the computer, and then when you get it, it's like too small or something. Yeah. But it's exciting when it comes, like, to your door. It's like a present to yourself. That's what I love to do. That's
yes.
like a hobby.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%.
You know,
I agree with you on that 100%, Anaya.
Right, when the packages come in and you're so excited and then it's, like, too small or not the right color or, you know, that really sucks. It's like a downer. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love to shop, hang out with my friends, music. It's basically, I love to eat. That's another hobby. So,
yes, I agree with you there, too. Even though some of the food that I like to eat probably just likes to stick around a little bit longer than I want it to. But, you know, it's all good. You know, some of those things are great. And, you know, you are working now on your new film, Beyond My Skin. But before we start talking about that, I want to know, who are some of your heroes in the area of filmmaking? Who inspires you?
Some people that inspire me are Ava DuVernay. I love Ava DuVernay. She just came out with her new series, Queen Sugar, and she's directed the film Selma. She inspires me because she started out like small, you know, with a dream, and then she just built off of it, and she didn't let anybody stop her because of that. And now she's all over and she's doing, you know, great things, and I really look up to her, especially because she's a woman of color, and there isn't a
mm-hmm.
lot of, you know, a woman of color in the filmmaking industry, so I really look up to her. I look up to Oprah Winfrey. I mean, who doesn't look up to Oprah Winfrey, especially if you're
Absolutely.
A woman of color? Yes, I love everything about her, her personality. She's amazing, and I love some directors that I look up to, you know, Christopher Nolan, I love him, and Spike Lee. Spike Lee is amazing. Steven Spielberg, to name a few.
So many greats out there to, you know, to choose from, but and it's especially good to find a good variety of filmmakers in our own community. As being an African-American young woman growing up, and you have those role models like Oprah and Ava DuVernay. I have a question here from one of our Facebook, actually our chat room listeners and Facebook hosts here. It says, do you find it encouraging to see such a surge of young Black women taking over Hollywood, TV and film?
Yes, I do. I actually had that conversation with my mom, I think, was it last night? We were talking
mm-hmm.
about how it's like it suddenly we're starting to see so many people of color join Hollywood and the filmmaking. I think it's very inspiring because at first it was a little scary knowing that, you know, I'm young, there isn't a lot of young people involved in filmmaking, and then a lot of females, and then not a lot of women in color. So it was a little, intimidating. It was a little intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But then we talked about it, and I used that to motivation to be the first. So to see all these people now, it gives me a motivation, and I'm inspired to be like them. For sure.
Absolutely. Well, hey, you guys, look, we're almost halfway through on the halfway mark, but I want to hear from you, and I know Anaya would love to talk to you and say hello to you. So, look, call us up. Hit us up, 909-265-9195, 909-265-9195. You can call in, and you can say hello to Anaya. And we certainly want to acknowledge everybody that's in the chat room. We thank you, Omar. We thank you, all the other guests, even though I don't know who you are by name. But hello, thank you for logging on, and thank you for being with us and supporting Anaya. Anaya, let's talk about, I tell you what, let's go to the board and see if we have any callers there. If you would like to say hello to Anaya, you certainly can. If you're there just to listen to the show, then if you don't say anything, I'll know. Then I'll put you back on hold so that you can listen to the show. But we certainly hope that you would at least say hi to Anaya and give her your support. So we're going to just go to the 425 area code.
I actually have a list of people I would like to thank at the moment, if it's okay.
Oh. Sure, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Anaya.
I would like to thank, God for blessing me with all these opportunities. I appreciate you, Miss Alicia, giving me this opportunity. I would like to thank my DP, Snapshot Anderson. We've been working on this project together. He's been so dedicated, and he gave me the opportunity of what it feels like to work on, like, a team and a crew, and he always gives me advice. We help each other, I believe, and I appreciate him. I'd like to thank Ross Fulton Casting for helping me cast some of the actors in my film. She's also been very dedicated. Kevin Williams from Dream to Destiny Productions. We've been having meetings on the phone, and he's been giving me advice, and I'm eager to work with him even more in the future. My wonderful cast, oh my goodness, my cast has even when you came to the dinner scene, like, everyone gets along so well. Yeah, and they so dedicated. They remember their lines. I appreciate it so much. I would like to thank my mentors, Miss Joss Duncan and Team Morris. I'll text them at like midnight, asking them questions, and they'll text right back or just say to ask in the morning. So thank you, and for them taking me to events. My parents, I want to thank them because this would not be possible what I'm doing right now without my parents. Like, they've been driving
Absolutely.
Me everywhere, giving me advice. This production company wouldn't be possible without them, so thanks to my parents. And I want to thank Calista Quinn and her mother for giving me the opportunity to direct her radio Disney music video Slumber Party. So thank you.
Well,
that's basically,
you know,
I always like to give people back the support, so thank you.
Oh, well, you know, absolutely. And if you have anybody else you want to give a shout out or thank you to, just go right ahead. And speaking of your parents are just awesome. I had a chance to meet them at the shoot. And I do want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to be a part of this awesome project. So, I want to give
thank you.
And, you know, it's just a great project. And I just want everybody to just know about this and to support this for you, because I want to see you out there. I want to see Skin in the AMC and all of the other theaters as well. I'm hearing that they're having a little problem with audio, so we're going to try to fix that. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go to a short little music break, and then we're going to come back with more of Anaya. We're going to talk about Skin. I hear that you have a fundraising effort that is going on. We want to talk about that as well. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Let me just try to fix this audio. So you just hang in there with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're back with our live show. You just heard a little glimpse of David Jones, Let the Players Play. And I think that we're okay with our sound. So if everybody out there will refresh their browser, I think that will actually solve the problem. And again, I have on the show tonight none other than my guest, filmmaker, cinematographer, business owner, Anaya Wolf. And she is getting ready to actually talk about her latest project, Beyond My Skin. Anaya, would you just talk a little bit about that project? It's just an amazing project, and I want to hear them hear from you of what Beyond My Skin is all about.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being a part of it. Beyond My Skin actually comes from my short film I did previously before Beyond My Skin called Skin. And it's about three teenagers, and they're all going through, you know, the issues, common issues among the youth. Our lead, he's transgender. He's a part of LGBTQ. One of them are going through substance abuse issues with her father, and the other is going through bullying. And child molestation. And basically the reason why this film is being created is to bring, you know, more awareness to it, because I believe if more people know about it, we could prevent a lot of conflicts and issues. So it also goes through teen pregnancy issues and rape issues as well.
Wow, you really, really tapped some heavy, heavy topics there. Now, when is this film scheduled for release?
This film is scheduled to be completed in 2017. This is actually my first feature film, so I've came across a lot of issues and different experiences from all of my short films. Like, for example, we ended up spending only $1,000, I'm sorry, not only, a lot, $1,000 on our permit that was unexpected and wasn't a part of the budget. So that's why we're actually fundraising today, because we actually ran out of money to complete Beyond My Skin. So, but you know,
so
we
tell
came
people.
Across a lot of,
mm-hmm.
Sorry, go on.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Well, tell people where they can go and support your effort fundraising for Beyond My Skin.
You can help donate to Beyond My Skin to help it get it to completion at GoFundMe.com. So it's www.GoFund.me/BeyondMySkin. That's www.GoFund.me/BeyondMySkin. And if you do, that would mean the world to my cast, to me, to my DP, to everyone who's basically been supporting on Facebook. It would mean the world. So you could go to GoFund.me/BeyondMySkin to help out.
Well, I tell you what, we got a caller here. Looks like from Vegas, and maybe they just want to say hello to you and just wish you all the best. So we're just going to go to the 702 area code, see who we have. Hi, who do we have here on the line?
Hello, this is Gerald calling from. Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
Gerald. Yes, we're here.
I am wonderful. I just wanted to say congratulations, and all the best to you. I'm praying everyone supports you, and this is one of the biggest blockbusters ever, and that God just...
Thank you so much, hopefully.
It's going to change so many lives and enlighten so many people.
Oh, that's definitely the goal. I appreciate you calling to say that.
And just continue on.
Thank you, Gerald, for calling. For calling.
All right,
you
all have a wonderful day.
And well, you know what? I'm gonna put you back on hold so you can listen. But thank you for calling in, and you know, and just supporting Anaya. And you can, Anaya, why don't you give out your social media handles as well so people can start following you? Are you on Twitter, Facebook? And I know you mentioned you have your YouTube link as well, so they can always be a support and leave you positive messages as well of support.
Oh, well, sure. Thank you so much for calling. But you could go on my social media on Facebook. It's at Beauty Scene Productions. is the name of my production company. It's Beauty Scene Productions. On Instagram, it's the same thing, Beauty Scene Productions. You can follow all of the stuff we've been working on as far as Beyond My Skin and other projects. And then on Twitter, you can just at me at underscore BS Prod. So that's BSPRODS, BSP Rods, BSP Prod. So underscore BSP RODS.
Well, thank you, Anaya. Thank you so much. And Gerald, thank you so much for calling in and just, you know, supporting Anaya and listening to the show. I'm going to put you back on hold now so you can hear the rest of the show. Thank you so much.
Okay, for sure. Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone that listened, and thank you for having me.
Oh, we're not through yet, Anaya. We're going to actually, we got a little bit. We got two more minutes, and actually a couple more minutes to go. And I wanted to, you know, you mentioned your parents, and, you know, they are just lovely people. And I had a chance to meet both of them at the shoot. Talk about how important it is to have the support of just your parents and, you know, just how they have supported you throughout this and, you know, and their guidance.
Well, support is very important in general because you're always going to, sometimes you're going to feel like you don't have motivation to, you know, complete something. And that's where your peers and friends, you know, your supporters come in. And my parents, they've been through there every step of the way. They're the reason why I had the, you know, opportunity and ability to create this film. I couldn't create a business without my parents. I'm under 18. So it's like everything I do, it comes from their support, my mother and my father. So I appreciate it so much.
Anaya, well, we appreciate you so much. And what is it that the takeaway that you really, really want everybody to see from all of your efforts, from, you know, your first film, Selfie Wars, Skin, now with your feature, Beyond My Skin, with your business, what are you saying to other 14-year-olds out there? What is your message?
That you can do it. If you put your mind to it, it sounds kind of cliche, but, you know, it's cliche for a reason, because a lot of, you know, successful people have took this mindset. You just have to go for it. Don't let what anybody thinks hold you, because in the future, it was just their thoughts. It was just their opinions. You know, you have to separate yourself from other people's opinions. So that's basically what I took from it. You know, to be that confident, it does take self-love. So you have to learn to love yourself and look past all your insecurities that you may have, because as yesterday, what I said in another interview is that the beautiful is made up by society, you know, what the definition of beautiful is. Everyone's their own kind of beautiful. So, you know, look past all of that. And once you love yourself, then you can go out there and you can do whatever you put your mind to.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's some good advice for even some of us older than plus, 14-year-old plus and 20 plus as well and on up. So, Anaya, I just want to thank you. You know, listening to you and always, it's just been so refreshing. And I just know that one day I'm going to look up and it's going to be, and the winner is Anaya Wolf. Oscar. Golden Globe, Emmy, whatever, and the winner is Anaya Wolf. I feel that in my spirit so strongly, and I just know that you're going to be doing big things in this area of film, and you know, and whatever you put your hands to, you're definitely going to be blessed. So I'm just so
happy
about it, and look, whenever you will have anything else to say, you are always welcome back on the show, and I hope that you come back and just keep us in the loop of what's going on.
Thank you, for sure. I appreciate this so much. And I also just wanted to say one more thank you to my donors who have already donated on my GoFundMe. Thank you so much. I just started it a couple days ago, and we already have so much people that donated. So I appreciate that heavily. Thank you. And I would love to come back.
Definitely. You guys go to the GoFundMe because I'm going to be going there too. GoFundMe, we got to support her. We got to make sure that she gets her goal so that we can get this film out. As enough being said, we want to see more Black independent films. Well, we got to support Black independent filmmakers, and we are going to do that. Let's do this in a big way. Everybody, I'm going to be sharing this on my listserv. If you would share it to your listserv as well, send out the link to her GoFundMe account, GoFundMe page, and just donate in a big way and help her get this all-too-important message out that's going to be actually seen in Beyond My Skin. Anaya, do you have any ideas what's next? Do you have another idea for your next project?
Well, every day, I tell people, too. Like, I have a new idea of what to film. I think right now what's going on is I want to work on a music video, possibly after I'm done shooting Skin, while I'm editing, just to have a break sometimes from looking at the same project. I might shoot just like a fun music video with my friends. I have a commercial I'll film pretty soon for one of the people that you let me use their location to shoot. I'll be working on a 15 to 30 second commercial for their pizza company. You can follow us on Facebook to see all the new projects I'll be coming with at Beauty Scene Productions, and same on Instagram. So we'll update you.
Oh, that's great. That is cool. Now, let me just ask you this, and this is going to be our final one here, and then we're just going to, wait until the next time you come on. But if you had your chance to work with any celebrity, who would it be?
Any celebrity? Oh, boy. Definitely, for sure, Ava DuVernay, for sure. Mm-hmm. I love her look so
much.
About
music?
That woman is amazing. So.
What about music? What musical artists? Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, music has been such always there. You can ask them, anybody. I always have earphones in my ear. Music has really pushed me and shaped who I am. So there's so many artists. A rapper that I like. I really like Drake a lot because he raps about, real life. He doesn't rap about, selling drugs all the time. He's actually, he teaches me a lot. So I guess I would love to talk to Drake and have a conversation with him. So I would love to work with him.
Okay, Drake. Give her a call. Facebook her. Message her, Drake. She wants to work with you. She got skills.
She's
doing your next video. Give her a call, man. Anaya, it is truly been a pleasure. And I want to wish you all the best. And like I said, anything that we can do for you, just reach out. Just a phone call, just away or text away, whatever you need. We are there to support your new your efforts in Beyond My Skin. So I just want to thank you for being on the show. Anaya Wolf, everybody. All right. Well, it's been just a wonderful, wonderful show. I hope that you will tune in next week. Don't know who we will have on, but you bet we will have on somebody and somebody special. And I know there's so much to talk about, so much that's going on, but I hope that you keep it locked on Alicia Live Radio Show for the best in talk radio every Sunday evening. And as always, I pray that the sun is at your back. It's smiling down on you, and the wind is at your back, propelling you into your God-given purpose. God bless you, and we will see you again next week, and we will definitely have plenty to talk about.